The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Barracuda earn a point, but in a game that they had a two-goal lead in the third period, they certainly thought their fate was going to be on the luck of the Irish side of things, but Tucson, and especially St. Paddy's Day's jerseys, they just had an extra little pep in their step tonight, certainly in the third period, and they come back with two unanswered goals. They win it, and they shoot out a final score of 6-5. Barracuda score four times on the power play, but they go 0-3 in the third period on the power play, and Tucson would eventually go on a 5-on-3 power play, tie the score up. They also would go on a power play in overtime, but could not score, but they go 2-for-2 in the shootout and win it 6-5 in the shootout to pick up the victory in the weekend sweep over the Cuda Tucson, now within 3 points of San Jose in the AHL's Pacific Division. Let's recap this one. The Tucson Roadrunners went on two early power plays. It was a theme yesterday, special teams. It was a theme again today. Everything getting called. Roadrunners would twice go on the power play early. They could not score on those chances, but they would take a 1-0 lead in the opening period. It's Hunter Drew would find the back of the net, banking a shot off goaltender Aaron Dell from below the goal line. Time of the goal at 7:28 for Drew, his 13th of the year. And skated back up the ice, and somehow that play stayed onside. Here's a chance for Drew. Looks to center, and they score. Hunter Drew somehow bounced it off of Aaron Dell. And the Roadrunners are going to take a 1-0 lead on a play that was nearly offside. Yeah, it was talked about on whether it wasn't offside, but deemed a good goal. So the Roadrunners take a 1-0 lead. Time of the goal for Hunter Drew at 7:28, his 13th from Travis Barron and Igor Sokolov. Barracuda would then go on to the power play, a 5-on-3 power play, in fact, and they would begin what would turn out to be a dominant power play performance. At 9:34, Daniil Gushchin from atop the left circle would tie the score up as he would beat Matt Vallalta on the man advantage. His 10th power play goal of the year, his 21st of the season. Rimmed around the wall, Pitlick, run down by Zuber, but he played it to the point right to Gushchin. Gushchin has it, works to the top of the circle, shoots and scores! Daniil Gushchin gets it past a screen Vallalta, and we are tied at 1-1. Time of that goal for Daniil Gushchin at 9:34, unassisted, his 21st of the season. On that same power play, still with some time remaining on the second of the two minors called at 10:27, Lucas Carlson would give the Barracuda their first lead as Colin White would find him drifting down from the right point, and Carlson would one time the puck pass Vallalta to give the Barracuda a 2-1 lead.
Up the wall, Cardwell gives off Bortolo, down low, White, one-timer, they score! It's Carlson on the right side! It's another power play goal for the Barracuda, and they take a 2-1 lead.
Again, time of that goal for the Barracuda, 10:27. They go 2-for-2 on that power play sequence. But Tucson would begin a theme in the game. They just wouldn't go away. And at 13:38, Ben McCartney would tie the score up. Kind of an unfortunate sequence as Jake Furlong blocked a shot. The steel in his skate came loose. He was trying to get off the ice. He couldn't do so, and the puck found the blade of McCartney in tight, and he would tuck it past Aaron Dell to tie it up at 2-2. Steel loose, and Furlong having trouble getting off the ice. Jake Furlong just hobbling over to the bench. Here's a centering feed, and they score. Finds the stick of Ben McCartney, a fortuitous bounce. Tough break for the Barracuda. Furlong couldn't get off the ice as his steel popped out of his skate, and it ends up on the stick of Ben McCartney. We're tied at 2-2. Time of that goal for McCartney is 12th of the year at 13:38, but the Barracuda will go back onto the power play in that first. They will go 3-for-3 on the advantage at 14:53. Andrew Podorowski would tie the franchise's single-season record for goals
as he would rip home his 26th of the year, also tying the franchise record in a single season for power play goals. He's up to 11, time of that goal from Cagnoni in Gushin at 14:53, and the Barracuda will go back up by a goal in that opening period. Skates it over the red line and gains the offensive zone. Now for Cagnoni. Cagnoni to the net, tip through the five hole of goaltender Berlanta. It's Andrew Podorowski. He's got his 26th goal of the year and his 11th on the power play. And the Barracuda are 3-for-3 on the power play here in this first period. So the Barracuda would take a 3-2 lead that would carry that lead into the intermission. Shots of the first, only 10-8, but the Barracuda had three goals on those 10 shots and a one-goal lead after one. In the second period, the Cuda weren't done. Andrew Podorowski wasn't done. He would score again his 26th of the season, rather 27th, excuse me, second of the game. And in doing so, he set a new single-season franchise record for the Barracuda. Cagnoni and Houle pick up the assists as the Cuda would take a 4-2 lead at that point. But Tucson wouldn't go away. 5:50, less than a minute and a half later, Curtis Douglas would score his 7th from Artem Duda. That would make the score at the time 4-3, and that was the score that would hold going into the third. In the third, Pavel Regenda, during a 5-on-3 power play, would get a beautiful pass from Podorowski back post, and he'd put it home for his 9th of the year and 5th in the Barracuda sweater just 56 seconds into the third period. And right off the bat, the Barracuda were in a glorious spot to get out of here with a victory of 5-3. But there was still over 19 minutes to go in the frame, and the Tucson Roadrunners, with 14 minutes exactly to go in the period, would kill off a San Jose power play, and Curtis Douglas would work up the ice, a little curl and drag, and rifle one past goaltender Aaron Dell to get Tucson back within one. And then late in the third period, the Barracuda were called for not one, but two minor penalties. First, a hook against Colin White at 16:23, and then a delay of game over the glass against Lucas Van Roboys at 16:42, putting Tucson onto a 5-on-3 power play. Before that point, the Roadrunners were 0-for-4 on the advantage, but they would take advantage of the two-man advantage late in the game. Sammy Walker tipping home his 7th of the year off the crossbar and in. So we would go to overtime, and a theme of penalties and a parade to the penalty box would continue. This time, Thomas Bortolo was called for holding at 2:21 of the extra session. The Barracuda would do a brilliant job of killing it off, but there was only about 30 seconds left in OT, and neither team would score, so we would go to a shootout. In the shootout, each team would get two opportunities because Tucson would score twice. First, Sammy Walker would light the lamp. Then Daniil Gushin was denied. Then Max Zuber, an unlikely selection from head coach Steve Potvin, in tight would dance around goaltender Aaron Dell. So the Barracuda would have to answer back to keep their hopes alive. Unfortunately, Andrew Podorowski was denied, and the Tucson Roadrunners would pick up the 6-5 overtime win. With the victory, Tucson improves to 29, 25, 3-2. They're up to 63 points on the year. The Barracuda do earn a point. They are now 29, 21, 4-4 on the season, up to 66 points on the year. All right, so still ahead of Tucson in the Pacific Division, and for the Roadrunners, they find a way to pick up a victory down by two. And excuse me on that record for Tucson. They're now up to 63 points. They are 30-25, 3-2, up to 63 points. Barracuda up to 66, so just 3 points ahead of the Roadrunners, who are right on their heels in the Pacific Division. Tucson now hits the road for a couple of games this upcoming weekend against Colorado. Barracuda back home on Wednesday, 10:30 a.m. start, to take on the San Diego Gulls for Cuda Classroom Day. Game length tonight, 2 hours, 49 minutes, 5,785 sought here at the Tucson Convention Center. Final shots, 40-37 in favor of the Cuda. Barracuda go 4-for-7 on the power play. Tucson 1-for-7 on the advantage. 28 combined power plays in two games between these two clubs. Highly influential with special teams. Let's go over our three stars. Hunter Drew had a Gordie Howe hat-trick in the opening period, a goal and an assist. He got in a fight as well. He is the number three star. The number two star is Curtis Douglas. Scored twice, extends his goal streak to 4 straight games. Douglas finishes the game with a +2 rating and 7 shots on net. That was a team high. He's the number two star. And Sammy Walker tied the game up late on a 5-on-3 power play and then was able to score the game winner in the shootout. He is the number one star. Tonight's game wraps up the four-game season series between these two clubs. The Barracuda managed just one win in four attempts. They go 1-2, 0-1 against Tucson. They now look ahead to San Diego back at home on Wednesday morning for CUDA Classroom Day. That does it for our broadcast coverage. We'd like to thank everybody who tuned in tonight. Whether they listened or they watched, we sincerely appreciate it. And we hope you join us again bright and early on Wednesday for CUDA Classroom Day. We're on the air beginning at 10 a.m. sharp with pregame coverage. And you can find us, of course, on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, the Sharks Audio Network at sjbarracuda.com/listen, and you can watch on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. A final score from the desert, the Roadrunner 6, the Barracuda 5 in a shootout. Until Wednesday, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from the Tucson Convention Center in Tucson, Arizona.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey. This podcast has been a presentation of the San Jose Barracuda, proud AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks.